There have been another 15 people with COVID-19 die in New South Wales on the first day of the state further easing its coronavirus restrictions. Meanwhile, a further 14 COVID deaths have occurred in Victoria, and there's been a slight increase in hospitalisations, up by 50 to 451. Victoria is also removing many of its COVID rules from 6 o'clock tonight as the state moves past the peak of the Omicron wave. Epidemiologist Tony Blakely has told Channel 7 easing restrictions in both states is the right move.
Absolutely. It's good, isn't it? We're getting back to a bit of normality. So it's like a tabletop mountain. We've gone up the curve, we've flattened it, hasn't been a high volcano. We've gone along there, we're coming down. As we're coming down, that's the time that you release off these restrictions. And hopefully we have a reasonably good few months. There will be some little wee bumps on the way into winter with extra infection happening amongst those people who weren't infected in the first wave, and also amongst some of us whose vaccine immunity wanes. But that's just what we need to work through in the next 3 to 6 months.